What about post-radiation therapy, maintenance chemotherapy? The SWOG has a regimen where they use docetaxel. What are your thoughts about that?
So this study is SWOG-0023. Okay, if you recall, this was a study using etoposide cisplatin with concurrent RT, and then patients completed their RT and got docetaxel afterwards, and then were randomized to get nothing more or gefitinib. Now, this was based on two phase two studies that were done at different times where it appeared that giving the docetaxel in the second phase two was better. But let's remember that comparing phase twos over time is not necessarily a reliable way to do things. And unfortunately, those good results with docetaxel were not followed up in this trial. So everybody got the docetaxel after chemo and radiation, and then they were randomly assigned to get the gefitinib or not. Well, they presented the results unexpectedly. Karen Kelly did, and actually the gefitinib arm did worse. There was a 10-month difference in survival between the two with over 500 patients on there, so they stopped the study. So I think we still don't know whether docetaxel given as consolidation, or you can even think of it as adjuvant, is better or not. There is a study from the Hoosier Oncology Group that's looking at the same chemo and radiation and then randomly assigning patients to docetaxel or not. I've heard that study has completed accession of patients, so I guess we'll have the results of that relatively soon. Now, if the Hoosier Oncology Group trial showed me that those patients do better with docetaxel, then terrific. On the other hand, I might be tempted to give the docetaxel up front. I don't think that etoposide is a particularly good drug in non-small cell lung cancer. I think it's still the standard in small cell. Maybe we'll talk about small cell later. But in non-small cell, I don't think etoposide is. And so maybe that's the difference.
We were talking before about the non-smokers, female non-smoker, Asians, etc. Are there situations where you think it'd be justifiable to use erlotinib either in the adjuvant or stage three setting in those patients in addition to chemotherapy?
I'd love to see the trial, especially based on the early stopping of the SWOG-0023, where gefitinib was given. And, I know these patients had chemo and RT, but I sort of think of this as adjuvant. And so I'm not really comfortable to recommend it at this time. If we ever do a study with one of the TKIs for adjuvant, which I'm sure will be done, we'd love to see it in an enhanced population, the non-smoker or people who we know have the mutation.